I'm Steve Campbell, multimedia editor with Rental Management, and today I'm joined by Jill Holtzman, managing partner of Hub City Display in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, and we're discussing the Canadian perspective of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Jill, first, just kind of bring us through what the last year has been like for you and Hub City Display.
So for us, things definitely in the beginning, they just ended overnight. We had the cancellations like everybody did in the United States. That was our only phone calls, was like 2 weeks, a month of people canceling their orders. And then we stayed at home for a little while. And in the summer, there was a little glimmer of hope. A lot of people were having backyard weddings. And we did some work that way, but it was kind of like the summer of last minute orders. So it was really hard to plan any staff. You'd get a phone call on a Wednesday, we're going to have our wedding this weekend. So, you know, not turning anything down, you run around and set these things up. And then it came to fall again and everything stopped. There's been some long-term rentals in vaccination centers and long like assisted living for older folks because they needed more rooms separated. So those kind of rentals have been good, but there hasn't really been enough to pay the bills.
And obviously a tough thing with Canada, the weather over the winter, it's not easy to put things up for outdoor dining or anything like that. Right. This winter, what was it like? Did it almost come to a full stop again?
Oh, for sure. Yes. And I was just really fortunate that we don't only do rentals in our business. We set up store displays for electronics, different electronic companies and tobacco companies. So one of the things about COVID, electronics went crazy and people were still allowed to smoke and drink. So we were able to go into those stores and set up displays for them. And it was one of the things that was kind of before COVID, but they were kind of an annoyance. You get these phone calls and it would kind of interrupt your week of scheduling with rentals, but we never turn anything away. And then when the rentals stopped, we were very happy that we were still continuing working for these companies.
Is that one place where diversification has really been a big help to the company at this point?
Yeah, there were some months where our rental revenue was down almost 100%, and the only money trickling in was from these. And we also have storage for trade show booths, and luckily that money was coming in too. People weren't taking their trade show booths out, but they still needed a place to store them. So we continued billing for that, and then actually even rented out more space during COVID.
And as far as rental orders moving forward with the vaccines, have you started to see any correlation to the vaccination efforts with increased orders moving into the summer, or are things still a little
not quite yet?
Okay.
Yeah, not quite yet. So another thing that Canada is doing, we don't have enough doses to go around, so they're spreading out the two dose ones with the 4 months in between. Hopefully it'll be faster than that, but they're trying to get the first dose out to everybody. So I know a lot of there's some events starting in the States and you don't have to get a COVID test if you have proof of both vaccinations. We're nowhere near having those rules in place or any sort of vaccination passport. I think part of the reason is if you start giving out vaccination passports right now in Canada, there's so many people that can't get a vaccine, it would start a bit of a panic and maybe people trying to jump the line.
In the United States, we're starting to kind of feel that momentum a little bit, but you say that's just not there in Canada at this point?
Not yet, no.
Are there any changes you've made over the past year in your rental business that you feel will be beneficial moving forward? Anything with technology, your employees, safety, anything along those lines that you feel will help the business once the pandemic is in the rearview mirror?
Well, we didn't do too much because like we haven't really been that busy, but one thing we did do and right before the pandemic hit is we went to cloud-based software. So even though we were at home for the first 4 weeks to 4 to 6 weeks, I could, if a customer phoned, because we did have some long-term rentals for old folks home go at that time, they didn't know I wasn't in the office and I could do my orders. I could pull up pricing all from home, and we gave the perception of being fully open, and we'll always be operating that way. I could be on a beach in Mexico and take orders.
Did moving to the cloud-based software, did you ever anticipate that would have the impact that it has had over this past year?
No, I just thought it would help me if I was on site at a trade show where I could put our orders in and not have to come back to the office and do it. I wasn't thinking big picture. So yeah, who knew the pandemic would come and working at home would be the thing for a year.
It has definitely been different for a lot of people being able to do those things. And a lot of rental companies have found different ways to serve their customers with curbside pickups or anything like that. Have you found any new ways to kind of help out customers, make the process a little bit easier during this time?
Yeah, we do offer curbside pickup and drop off, and that's been good. I don't know if it's where we live, but people here, they understand curbside pickup, but they come out of their cars and they want to help you anyway. So it's definitely something people appreciate, but they still, when they see our people coming to get their stuff, they want to help out. So really I guess it's not really curbside pickup if they're getting out of their cars. People miss talking. Like, we're kind of like a small big town where you strike up a conversation with just about anybody in the grocery store. And I think it's been so long since they've had that. They're wanting that again. And they want to talk to us in person when they drop things off or pick up.
So hopefully as we move into the summer for you, things will start to maybe feel a little more normal again. Hopefully vaccines start to really take off in Canada. But do you see any long-term impacts that you think the pandemic will have had on the business in a positive way? Anything that you've learned from this that you think you'll take with you and say, it was a tough time, but here's something that good that came out of this?
Absolutely. So we've been fortunate enough to be in business for 74 years. So from when I started working here and taking over, we've always had a healthy bank account. We've never experienced cash flow problems until now. So we had more trucks than we needed. We've plated everything. We've had licenses on everything. When the money's there, you spend it. And then we really pulled back, and I think I'm really into saving money now. So going forward, I just looked at everything, even our postage machines and things where we just spent it because we had it. Extra phone lines, which we haven't needed in years because most people email now. Going forward, we definitely know how to save money.
Will the business be more lean because of that, as far as just kind of exactly what you need, and maybe less of some of the equipment that doesn't go out as much? Would you say that as well?
Yeah. So we've been putting off going through our equipment. But now that we've rented out more space to other businesses, we don't have the luxury of all this real estate here. And it's definitely something we have to go through. And so right now we're redoing a 1,100 square foot space we're moving dishware into. And if something hasn't gone out in X amount of time, I haven't given myself that X number yet. We're hoarders a little bit. I haven't given myself that magic number yet, but definitely things have to go. There's been things that haven't gone out in 5 years. Why are we hanging on to it? So that process is starting to happen in the next 2 months. And do we have a garage sale? Did we just get rid of it? I don't know, but definitely we're going to save on real estate space here and just get everything more organized.
Looking down the road, I guess 2 or 3 years, is there anything within the business that you're thinking will be different from what it was 2 to 3 years ago, as far as maybe the diversification within the business, anything that you'll make a little bit more of a priority that maybe wasn't the priority before?
For sure. So one thing that's been on my mind is what happens when 3 years from now, 4 years from now, there's another pandemic. What saved our butts this time? And what am I going to do going forward to make sure if we're in this situation again, that we've got money coming in to pay our bills? So we'll definitely be going after more booth rental storage. That's the easiest money that I've made all this past year. And certainly seeing what space we need. We have about, our building sits up on a half a city block here, and we just kept filling it with, we have sea cans and trailers and all sorts of things. So getting some of the equipment we don't need anymore and renting that out to other people, well, easy money again. So going forward, we'll be looking at all of these things and trying to find more tenants and trying to find more booth storage.
And that wraps up our conversation with Jill Holtzman of Hub City Display in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. It's always interesting to hear the Canadian perspective of what our neighbors to the north are dealing with. Thank you, Jill, for joining us, and thank you for listening.